Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Good morning. Let me hear who's on today.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Tracy.
Good morning, Sister Tracy. I think that was Sister Judy. Good morning to you. Hey, I'm Val. Good morning. Sister Portia, good morning. Belinda Rollins is on. Rob Carr is on. Sister Diane is on. Cheryl, hey, good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Just give a moment for everybody to come in. It is Monday, but it is a great Monday, and we are excited about Mondays. I know some people, it's a slow beginning of the week, but look, you made it through last week, so that's a good thing. Hey, Reverend Jay, Justin, what's going on, man? Pam Whitaker is on. Deacon Doe is on. Luce, what's up, man? Glad to have you with us. Pina, hey, good morning to you. Minister Bazemore, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Minister Knight, glad to have everybody on again. Sister Monica Joyner is with us on Facebook. Good morning. Lady Kellen is on. Hey, good morning. Sister Ewan, good morning. It is Monday. It's going to be a great Monday. Great Mondays produce great weeks. And so we're excited about that. Ruth, what's going on, man? I see you switching up on me with Facebook instead of Periscope this morning. Glad to have you. And, of course, again, everybody with us on conference call. We have someone on, and I do not know that language. I hope and pray that you at least can understand some English so that you can benefit from our time together as we have committed to really just kind of increasing our walk with Christ. And so for all of those who are on, uniquely, Stacy is on. Hey, this morning we launched on Instagram. So we have Periscope, Facebook, Instagram, conference call, and Blog Talk Radio all at one time, just trying to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Happy first day of spring. I didn't even know that. I appreciate that. It is the first day of spring. Good morning.
Yay.
Good morning. It was the first day of spring. Matt Jameson, what's going on? Good morning to you. Good morning. Look, let's jump in today to our time together. And today we are in Matthew chapter 11, verses 29 through 30. Hey, Denise, good morning to you. Matthew chapter 11, 29 through 30. Let's check it out. Matthew 11, 29 through 30. Here's what it says. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's hi from Russia. Glad to have Russia on with us this morning, along with the foremans. Today, we want to talk about a comfortable yoke, a comfortable yoke. So, look, there's this idea, right? There's this idea, this imagery, I guess, that Matthew gives us, that God would like to put his yoke upon us. Here's a simple idea of a yoke. Yoke is a heavy piece of wood, usually placed on animals that they call beasts of burden. It's really interesting because although they are called beasts of burden because they carry weight, what Christ says to us is simple. He says, look, you're going to have to carry something. There is the weight of life. There is the weight of relationship. There's the weight of financial security. There is the weight of health or at least wholeness in health. So there's always some weight you're going to have to carry. The question is, how are you going to carry it? And what Matthew suggests is instead of you carrying your problem, instead of you trying to figure it out, instead of you hauling what is the heaviness of life, he says, why don't you decide to follow Christ? Because if you allow Christ to be your guide, it would be as if Christ has become your yoke. It's an exchange. He says, look, take life's weight, life's burdens, life's heaviness, and take Christ's guide, Christ's direction, Christ's ideas. With this in mind, that if in fact you carry Christ's burden, if you carry Christ's yoke, what it will do is it will guide you, lead you down what is a narrow path. I'm not sure if you guys get the imagery, but if you could picture a big animal, and so this yoke is upon it, and what the yoke does is it causes it not to see left, see right, but only walk straight ahead. He's plowing what is a row so that seeds can be planted and harvest can grow. And what Christ simply says is, look, I want you to allow me to be the weight you carry. And here's what he says. He says, if you let me carry your weight, then you'll find rest. It's this crazy oxymoron, because what he's saying is, I'm going to put something on you that may feel heavy. But what makes it light is that you'll be able to rest knowing you're going in the right way. And I'm not sure how many of you have matured to that point or how many of you are kind of in life struggle trying to grow up. But let me submit that this year, if this is the ready, set, grow year for you, or if this is the year you are rooted and rising, then one thing you will learn in your maturity is that peace and rest will always be a greater currency for you than tangible blessings of money, car, clout, cash, possession with people, position on jobs. When you finally get to a place where you can rest, where you can have peace, where there is no more anxiety, where there is no more stress, where you're not worried all night, then you have really found your place in Christ. And today what we're saying is there's a yoke. There is a connecting. There is a lighter burden than the one you're carrying. If you just do it God's way, if you would let him guide you, if you would let him lead you. As a matter of fact, what's not really spoken in the Bible directly, but what is common for those beasts of burden, is that in order for those beasts of burden to even carry a yoke, they have to be broken. They have to be broken in, like cowboys do wild horse or wild steeds. They have to be broken. They have to almost be tamed. They have to be calmed down. They have to be made humble. And so it is with you and I. That saying you follow Christ is one thing. Saying that you're going to listen to God is great. Telling people that you are a Christian and you're going to do what God says is awesome. However, it takes a spiritual and mental breaking whereby you humbly submit to him. Look, reading the Bible is a good thing, and we're excited that you're joining us for these devotionals and when you're reading your own Bible and you're spending time in the Word. But please understand that in order to follow him, you're going to have to be humble. It takes a new level of humility to forgive those who despitefully use you. It takes a new level of humility to give 10% of your hard-earned working money. It takes a new level of humility to turn the other cheek and not fuss back, curse back, or try to get back at people who do you wrong. It takes a level of humility to acquire good things, to have money, to do well, and then give glory and praise to some unseen being that allegedly did it for you. Listen, it takes a level of breaking in your mind and in your heart to know that in your breaking, what you're really doing is submitting to God's yoke. And here's the blessing, that when you put on God's yoke, when you carry his yoke, he says, one, it's easier, it's lighter, but more importantly, it brings rest. And I know you just got through the weekend and you think that Monday is the beginning of what's going to be something hectic, something that's going to be very rambunctious, but today I'm saying if you put on God's yoke, you will discover real rest. You will find a calmness. You will find a peace. It won't necessarily be because everything around you has stopped or paused. Everything around you can still be going around crazy like peanuts, you know, those little stone, those foam peanuts, like peanuts blowing in the wind. Life can be crazy and hectic, but you can be right in the middle of it, centered, focused, walking the narrow, going in direction people have not gone, speaking words that people don't use, receiving a peace that surpasses understanding of those around you because you're doing it God's way, because you are finally understanding that his yoke really makes life a lot easier, that his burden is not necessarily a light burden. It's lighter than you trying to carry your burden. Lighter than you trying to carry your problem. So, again, let me digress. And said, you're going to have to carry something. There is some weight that we all are going to have to drag around life. The question is, are you going to do it by carrying your problems, or are you going to connect with the Prince of Peace who already decided to carry every problem you will have on your behalf? Listen, today, I want you to know that there is a yoke that's comfortable. There is a connecting that keeps you steady, that keeps you on track, that keeps you moving in the straight and narrow. There is a yoke that brings you rest. And God wants you to know today that his yoke is easy. So today, trade in your ideas and grab his. Today, throw away some of your plans and submit to his. Today, decide that whatever you've been worried about, stressed about, God already knew about, and he's going to work it out on your behalf. Today, be blessed knowing that the yoke we carry can indeed be comfortable. hope today has blessed you. And as we kind of close in prayer, let me again just submit to everybody that this is a beneficial time for you. Share it with someone else. You know, put the hearts on Periscope, share on Facebook. But then more importantly, use your voice today. Open up your mouth. Talk to someone on your cubicle, on your job. On your job, in your house, at the gas station, but let somebody else know that there is rest in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Father, I thank you again for our time. I pray, God, that as we really engage you each morning, God, really even in this virtual community, that our coming is not in vain, that it's not just moments that we click in or we log in or that we tune in or call in, but God, it's really a moment that we get to sit at your feet, that we get to hear your scripture open up to us. And in doing so, God, we get to hear your mind. We get to think your way. We get to move in directions that are pleasing to you. And so, God, I pray now in Jesus' name that you would give us rest, that you would disconnect us from the weight of the world, and, God, allow us to submit now under the yoke that you alone have provided, a yoke that is easy, a yoke that is light, but, God, most importantly, a yoke that gives peace and rest to our souls. God, that's our prayer. We're tired of living life, running here, running there, doing this, doing that, to still end up being unproductive. So, God, today, create a new level of productivity. Create, God, a new level of fruitfulness. God, allow us to cross the finish lines of life, moving at both the pace and a level, God, of producing that you are pleased with. This is our prayer. I pray it for these, your sons and daughters. And I pray, God, for those who joined us that may not really know you, who just clicked to come in and be disruptive or click, God, or call just to hear what was going on. I pray that because you are a Savior, that today you would save them, no matter what country they're in, no matter what state they may be calling from, no matter what mental capacity they're able to grasp all of this conversation. Speak to them in a way, God, that allows them to learn of you. God, we lift you up today. In Jesus' name, this is our prayer. Amen. Listen, we hope today somehow you were blessed. Troy came on today, finally caught a live broadcast. See, Instagram did it for you, man. Glad you made it with us, Troy. And everybody else that's on today, listen, have a good day today. Find rest, but more importantly, focus on this yoke that God places on us that causes us to walk the straight and narrow. Be blessed today.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.